Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schramm. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Felder. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo bunts towards first. Carter fields the ball and throws to Schramm covering. Safe. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem strikes out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 1 in the game. Felder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Schramm. Castillo moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Deer reaches second base with a double. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Deer moves to third. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Deer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castillo moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castillo scores. Jacoby moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Brewers, 1. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higuera fields it and throws to third for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Franco reaches second base with a double. Snyder scores. Bernazard scores. Butler moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Franco scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0-for-2 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Deer hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Schramm covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dempsey hits a line drive into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Surhoff strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning pinch hits for Dale Sviam. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 3 in the game. Felder strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manning moves to third. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Deer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Deer reaches second base with a double. Manning scores. Cooper moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Scott Bales now pitching. Glenn Braggs pinch hits for Greg Brock. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rob Deer now playing first base. Glenn Braggs now playing right field. B.J. Surhoff now playing third base. Jim Gantner now playing second base. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mel Hall now playing left field. Corey Snyder now playing right field. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.